The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harvey Sinclair, CEO of E-Energy. That's E-A-A-S. Harvey, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and just looking at your results, the 6 months ended the 31st of December, and some really chunky, big, sort of, you know, double and triple digit percentage gains there, and we'll go through the detail in a bit. Before we do, Harvey, for people maybe not familiar or not heard of E-Energy, just explain or summarise the company if you could.
Sure. So look, E-Energy is a energy services company. Principally, we provide energy management services to customers and capital-free energy reduction solutions. So what this means is we help customers on their journey to net zero. We do this through smart green energy procurement through our e-auction platform, which gives whole of market pricing at the lowest cost for green energy. And we deliver energy savings through capital-free subscription solutions. And we call that energy efficiency as a service. Currently, that's predominantly through LED lighting, but we're expanding this into other technologies in the coming months through a share of savings model. So we're a climate action business, and we believe that reducing energy waste is the key to the world achieving net zero. And so with our business model, delivering energy efficiencies, you know, they're both profitable and risk-free for customers. And we believe that doing nothing shouldn't be an option anymore.
Okay, excellent stuff. We'll go through the financial, then operational, then we'll look at the outlook as well. So let's start off with some financial highlights, if you could, Harvey.
Yeah, great. So look, really strong momentum, 245% year-on-year revenue growth, of which 140% was organic. We proved to be generally COVID resilient, and we've been delivering growth in what's been a challenging market for everybody. We've now delivered our maiden profit before exceptional items. So, you know, 100,000 profit for H1 against a comparable loss of a million in H1 20, which is really good. Obviously, you know, we're really seeing strong trajectory growth in the education market. And we're now starting to expand out into the other commercial industrial sectors as well. The Beyond acquisition that we closed in December is being integrated extremely well. And as you know, we secured committed project funding facilities in the last 6 months with Suzy Partners. So we're seeing margin improvements of 450 basis points. So gross margin is up now 30 to 37%. Mm-hmm. We're seeing adjusted EBITDA now for the operating business at 0.4. So yeah, we're really strong growth, 111 projects installed, comparable, which is up 100% on the previous half year period. So generally, very pleased with all the business units, all reporting positive operating EBITDA now.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you could sort of highlight some of the operational highlights, Harvey, what would they be?
I would say the operational highlights for the E-Lite group of businesses is that they are now integrated under a single operating platform. So through our new supply chain agreements, where we have our own branded products through Venture Lighting, we're able to provide project economics that are market leading and at a price which really is leading in the market. So with our operating model now, we've got scalability. We've seen integration of the first acquisition, RSL, that we did back in the summer, way ahead of performance now, strong retention of our customers across those various subdivisions of E-Lite. And probably the other operational highlight for E-Lite is the growth of the Northern Irish business. So really strong growth there. And then moving over to our energy management division, which is predominantly Beyond, I would say, you know, seamless integration since acquisition in December, strong operating model efficiency starting to come through, where we're starting to use automation and technology to drive efficiencies and scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've two acquisitions in the period there. Are you still looking around? Is there more to come?
Yeah, look, we've got a very strong accelerated acquisition pipeline. We are very, very focused on ensuring that the business is stable before we progress with any more acquisitions. But we do intend to continue on our buy and build strategy. So our goal is to bulk up our customer base through acquisitions in you know, I guess, synergistic sectors for the Beyond business. We are launching a dedicated education product in the energy management space. So focusing on providing schools with a 100% green procurement solution, where we can guarantee to beat market pricing from other channels using our e-auction platform, which essentially means that suppliers are tendering for schools' energy contracts. And that for us is a really strong initiator of growth. But the acquisition strategy will drive more customers, and that allows us to then sell energy reduction solutions into those customers, which is proving to be of strong interest to the Beyond customers that we've already approached since acquisition earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at a corporate level, you've bulked up the board as well, haven't you?
Yeah, look, we've hired a great Chief Operating Officer, Rob Van Leeuwen, ran the Accenture Global Energy business, leading technology and operations. And so he is responsible for the essentially the integration and operating platforms for our two businesses, and looking at how they come together and looking at how we optimize, I guess, our products and services. So that's doing well. And we've hired Gary Warby, who was, you know, founder of Energy Quote and a strong industry specialist with a huge amount of experience in the energy management space. So been a great addition to the board.
Yeah, absolutely. And I assume you're quite confident looking forward now, Harvey, are you?
Yes, we are. I mean, the schools market has had its own challenges. Fortunately, the schools are now back operational again. We can see a very, very strong pipeline over the next 6 months. In fact, over the next 12 months, we've got visibility over strong projects that have been, investment grade presented to all the decision makers in our pipeline. I think probably schools are distracted right now, so we are very much focused on working with them within their operating constraints, making sure that we can get installations, in within holiday periods. Mm-hmm. The commercial corporate sector is starting to, be mobilized again, and I think that is allowing us to expand that pipeline. So yeah, really confident about the demand in the market for net zero strategies. We're very focused now on moving out to multi-site projects. So big corporates with multiple sites is a real key focus for us now outside of education. And we think that, that will pay dividends, over the coming months and years as we start building out, multiple revenue streams for large customers.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous stuff. Okay, Harvey, as always then, if someone's listening and likes the sound of what you're doing here, the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Sure. So eEnergy is unique. We're a full services energy services company that help companies get to net zero. And we do that through green energy procurement and, essentially delivering energy efficiencies without the need for capital. So we're a strong ESG business on the market with high retention rates for our customers. And we believe that as a climate action business, reducing energy waste can be profitable for businesses. And we think that the eEnergy growth story has got huge momentum for the future.
Excellent stuff. Harvey, good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. All the best. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.